Hi everyone, welcome again to Radio English on Sunday. This is Bruce.
And this is Peter.
Welcome today to Unit 7 on page 51 of your book. Today we're going to take a rather long journey to the Southern Hemisphere to take a look at the delights of South Island. What island? South Island. There are tens of thousands of islands around the world, but by the end of today's program, you should be familiar with South Island of New Zealand, and you'll probably want to take a trip there. Why? Let's find out as we begin reading through today's lesson. I'll read the first paragraph, and then Peter and I will go back to explain the more interesting and useful features in it. One of the odder coincidences of physical geography is the fact that there are two double islands, roughly the same size, positioned at each other's antipodes, or farthest distant point. The islands of England and Ireland in the Northern Hemisphere, and the islands of North Island and South Island in the Southern Hemisphere, are just such a coincidence. The first two islands comprise the United Kingdom and the Republic of Ireland, or IRA, and the second two islands comprise New Zealand. Among these four islands, there can be no doubt that South Island is the least polluted and most spectacularly scenic of them all. You should be able to tell from the first paragraph that this is a kind of geography lesson. We're talking about two double islands, or two pairs of islands in the world. The first pair is in the Northern Hemisphere, in fact, in the Northern Atlantic Ocean, the islands of England and Ireland. The other pair is far away, in fact, at the farthest possible distance, or the antipodes. As far as you can go away from England and Ireland, you can find New Zealand, which is comprised of two islands, North Island and South Island. The latter island is the subject of today's lesson.
Right. In terms of word usage, I think we have two words here that are worthy of a discussion. We have this word in line one here, coincidence. Usually, you have this expression, what a coincidence. In what situation will you use expressions like this?
When two things happen at the same time that we really didn't expect, that's a very useful phrase, Peter. What a coincidence. I can hardly believe that I ran into my two best friends downtown in the same department store.
真巧啊, what a coincidence. 就是碰到 两个呢,老朋友,我又可以向他借钱了,对不对? A miser always does things like that. 好了, miser, by the way, is spelled?
M-I-S-E-R, M-I-S-E-R, miser.
吝啬鬼. Now, also in terms of grammar, perhaps we'd like to discuss more about this word, comprise.
Mm-hmm. Well, comprise means to include or to be made up of. For example, in high school, our class was comprised of 20 girls and 18 boys.
所以可以用 to be comprised of, 对不对? 那个时候就等于呢,所谓的 was 或者 is to be made up of, 对不对?
Mm-hmm.
This class is comprised of 50 right. students, 我们这样说,但也可以说呢, 50 students comprise this class.
Right. Or maybe you could say the European Union comprises a number of nations.
Mm-hmm. 好,接下来我们看下面这一段。
There is much competition to make such a claim. The island of England, politically constituting England, Scotland, and Wales of the United Kingdom, is dotted with country villages set alongside rivers and lakes. There are not very tall, but nonetheless rugged mountains in the north, and endless miles of rocky coastline that seem mystical. Ireland, too, is a paradise of greenery, with far fewer people than populous England, and even more quaint villages scattered among its low-lying hills and forever green fields. North Island in New Zealand sports a balmy climate, and the beaches to make use of it. One beach alone is more than 150 kilometers long, and with relatively few people on its shores, one can pretend one is at the very end of the earth. Volcanoes, large lakes, and quickly flowing rivers traverse the land. Given the beauty of these three islands, what makes South Island so special? Remember that we finished the first paragraph saying that South Island is the most beautiful of these four islands. Well, that would be easy to say if the other three islands were, in a word, ugly. But in fact, the islands of England, Ireland, and North Island of New Zealand are very beautiful islands in themselves. So we really have a lot to prove here if we say that South Island is the most beautiful of the four, and we'll try to do that in the next paragraph.
好，我们先来看在这第二段的第一行啊，有一个呢 ，there is much competition to make such a claim。这 claim 呢，它本来就是指的是一种啊宣称，对不对啊？但是可是 claim 这个字做一个动词的时候，可以代表夺走生命啊这样。
嗯哼。
比如说呢 ，the flood claimed 50 people， 这不对的。claim 后头的这个宾语啊。They have lives.
Lives, right.
So we say...
The flood claimed 50 lives.
So you claim 夺走生命。但是 claim 做一个名词的时候也可以代表一个权利 to have a claim on something.
Right.
所以特别记住那个用 on. For example...
He has a claim on that house.
他这个房子的主权是属于他的，也就是 he's entitled， 或者要用 to， 那么可以讲 he's entitled to the use of the car or he's entitled to that car。
嗯哼，
那个字啊 ，entitled is spelled
entitle， 当然过去分词加 d，entitle 加 d，entitled to be entitled to something，
right。还有这个字啊，也就是在前面这样数过来，应该是在第七行第一个字 greenery， 这个字很有意思啊。
Well, yes, usually we see the adjective green, but we can make a place which is full of green things or those things which are green themselves, we make the noun greenery. Some countries which have a lot of rain, of course, have a lot ofgreenery
啊，绿色的植物，这边当然指的是森林啦、花草啦等等这些东西。我们可以通常呢，这样的景色非常的美。我们可以说 ，the leafy view is really beautiful.、Leafy 好字啊
，right? That comes from leaf. The plural is leaves. There are beautiful leaves on the trees in the fall. Then we take leaf 加 y leafy. We have an adjective.Which refers, like greenery, to a place that is full of beautiful plants.
哎，可是你看，在五十一页，同样的倒数第四行，在这里边后半段是这边讲了是 North Island and New Zealand sports a balmy climate. Sports, does it mean that this island wants to do some exercise or something?
Well, it's the same word, but this is an interesting use of the word sport.To sport something, in a sense, means to show off or to do something proudly. For example, if Peter buys a new hat and he really likes this hat and likes to wear it everywhere he goes, we'll say that Peter is sporting his new hat.
也就是 showing off, 这个我们在炫耀的意思啊，这个 sport 当动词代表炫耀。
Okay, let's go ahead now. We're on the next page. We start with a single word, plenty. For those who like mountains, South Island is sure to please. Mount Cook, at 3,764 meters, is its highest peak, with 16 others above 3,000 meters. Naturally, many local and foreign mountain climbers come here for the challenge of these southern Alps. In addition, there is an extensive glacier system, endless forests, and innumerable lakes throughout this highland area. Some of the world's best mountain scenery is available within the 500-kilometer-long chain of the Southern Alps. This first paragraph describing South Island points out its very high mountains. Well, no, these aren't the highest mountains in the world, but they are high enough to attract a lot of climbers. And in this Southern Alps region, the Alps are the mountains in Europe, but when the Europeans went to New Zealand's South Island, they felt that the mountains of South Island were very similar to their own Alps in Europe, and they called them the Southern Alps. And there we can see forests and lakes and even some glaciers.
也就是所谓的冰河。 可是在这边第一个字啊, plenty就蛮重要的。 He has plenty of friends to help him. 他有很多朋友来帮他忙。 We use plenty of. 但是如果说 his friends are plenty, 那就不对。 那么 his friends are plentiful. 所以这个用形容词用 plentiful, and that is spelled
P-L-E-N-T-I-F-U-L, plentiful.
所以用 plentiful 的时候呢, 是纯粹一个形容词, plenty of 的时候, 我们后头就必须放呢, 名词在后头, he has plenty of money, his money is plentiful, 他的钱也不少, 蛮丰富的. Also, please pay attention to this word in line 2 from the bottom, somewhere in the middle, toward the... Right.
Scenery.
右边, scenery.
I knew you wanted that word.
Right. Because this word is something that usually Chinese students may probably make some mistakes about, right?
Yes, because there's another word, scene, S-C-E-N-E, and the two words are often confused. The way I like to teach these two words is a scene is like a picture or photograph. Scenery is like a movie. There are many things that we see all the time in a movie or when traveling, and then we can say the scenery in the mountains is very beautiful. 不可数的名词. But scene we can count. There are two scenes on my trip that I will never forget. The setting sun over the ocean and that volcano. Those two scenes, or pictures, were my favorite.
So scenery, 它是一个不可数的名词. They have a lot of beautiful scenery there, instead of saying beautiful sceneries. 但是 one scene, two scenes, 都可以数的,对不对?
对。这个词啊,
我常常,不是,都常讲我说, hey, you just made a scene.
Oh.
啊,这是什么意思?常常讲我的。
That's why I never take Peter out with me when I go out to eat in a restaurant. He always makes a scene when he's eating. That means that, yeah, oh, please, don't remind me. You can't believe this guy. So he makes a scene in the restaurant. This means he will do something which attracts attention in a negative way, maybe by fighting or eating like, yeah, like that.
Yeah, 也就是呢,丢人现眼,做一些像吃饭的时候的发出猪的声音,这个人丢人现眼,好,Bruce,下次我就要注意了,我下次以后吃东西的时候加冰棒在里头,好不好?好,来,我们看下面这一段。Okay,
the next paragraph also tells us more about South Island. Perhaps you prefer the sea? South Island is not only an island, but many tiny islets can be found off its coastline. Great deep-sea fishing, scuba diving, and snorkeling can be had. though the waters here are cooler than those of North Island. Remember, in the southern hemisphere, as we go north, it gets warmer. As fewer people live on South Island than on North Island, those who crave solitude and pristine beaches will be amazed at their luck here. With almost no heavy industry on South Island, the air, water, and land are all free of pollution. The local seafood is therefore clean, plentiful, and never-ending. I can't wait to go there. This place sounds better and better. Our last paragraph, we talked about the mountains, and now we're talking about the sea around South Island. Sounds like a great place for sports, and if you don't like to be around crowds, and if you like good seafood, this is the place for you.
但是有一个是叫 crave, 也就是倒数啊,
yep,
第四行, who crave solitude. 这个 crave 这个是, 有时候可以看他们 crave something, 那有时候 crave for something, 那加个 for, 但是好像一般正式用法都是用个 crave, 直接做一个,
right. We don't really need for, most people today don't use it.
Right, 所以这个 crave 这个通常直接做个及物动词用, 但long这个是可选要多了。哦,对,一定,
to long for chocolate.
Chocolate, he's craving chocolate, he's longing for, long这个字可以加个ing, 也可以当个形容词用吧,期望获得。Okay,
let's continue as we talk more about South Island. Do healthful climates interest you? South Island is the place to be. Its temperate climate sees little snow except in the highlands and mountainous areas. Like Ireland and England, there are no extremes of temperature either. Summers are warm, not hot, and winters are brisk rather than freezing. The fresh air is sometimes humid from the abundant rainfall of this area. Every season invites the nature lover to get out and be active in the countryside. More good news about South Island. You will not freeze there, and you will not sweat there either very often. It has a very healthful climate.
You will not sweat there even. 你在那边也不会出汗。 但是呢, 这个sweat这个字啊, 我们有一个用法, sweat either, 啊, 在这边这样说法, 啊, sweat这个字啊, 也可以讲, 啊, 这个sweat, it, 又常常有这个用法,
don't sweat it.
它是一个否定的用法,
yeah,
哦,
that's a 俚语的用法.
那什么意思呢?
Means don't worry about this. It's not important. It's not that big a problem. Take it easy.
Yeah, 别那么紧张嘛, 没什么了不起, 别担心, so don't worry about it. 这句话我们在俚语的用法可以说, don't sweat it. 哎呀, 我没有钱怎么办?
Don't sweat it. All right, let's finish up with our last paragraph. Of course, South Island is not for everyone. For those who need busy, crowded, noisy, and polluted cities, this southern outpost will surely disappoint. For those who enjoy pressure and stress, South Island will leave them empty-handed. And for those who would rather stay at home, or in an office in front of a computer screen, or in the thumping, smoke-filled dance floors of discos, some of the world's best natural scenery will never entice them away. For the rest of us, though, South Island is the world's best-kept secret. If nature's paradise sounds alluring, make a point of visiting South Island. Well, there are people who do love noisy and crowded lifestyles like living in big cities. But for those who love nature, you'll find it hard to find a better place than South Island.
这边有一个字 entice, 在引诱啊, entice somebody to do something.
Right.
但跟这个另外这个 seduce 这个字有什么区别呢?
Well, entice is a very positive word, meaning to attract somebody. Seduce means that you're trying to attract somebody, usually for sex.
Seduce. 这是在有关性方面我们才用这个字啊 entice通常是 并不见得是坏的意思在里面
no, no.
对不对 这个seduce是这么拼的
S-E-D-U-C-E S-E-D-U-C-E seduce
好，我们现在要请布大哥从头到尾给我们念一下，这个时候训练我们的听力了。
The delights of South Island. One of the odder coincidences of physical geography is the fact that there are two double islands, roughly the same size, positioned at each other's antipodes, or farthest distant point. The islands of England and Ireland in the northern hemisphere, and the islands of North Island and South Island in the southern hemisphere, are just such a coincidence. The first two islands comprise the United Kingdom and the Republic of Ireland, or ERA, and the second two islands comprise New Zealand. Among these four islands, there can be no doubt that South Island is the least polluted and most spectacularly scenic of them all. There is much competition to make such a claim. The island of England, politically constituting England, Scotland, and Wales of the United Kingdom, is dotted with country villages set alongside rivers and lakes. There are not very tall, but nonetheless rugged mountains in the north, and endless miles of rocky coastline that seem mystical. Ireland, too, is a paradise of greenery, with far fewer people than populous England, and even more quaint villages scattered among its low-lying hills and forever green fields. North Island, in New Zealand, sports a balmy climate, and the beaches to make use of it. One beach alone is more than 150 kilometers long, and with relatively few people on its shores, one can pretend one is at the very end of the earth. Volcanoes, large lakes, and quickly flowing rivers traverse the land. Given the beauty of these three islands, what makes South Island so special? Plenty. For those who like mountains, South Island is sure to please. Mount Cook, at 3,764 meters, is its highest peak, with 16 others above 3,000 meters. Naturally, many local and foreign mountain climbers come here for the challenge of these southern Alps. In addition, there is an extensive glacier system, endless forests, and innumerable lakes throughout this highland area. Some of the world's best mountain scenery is available within the 500-kilometer-long chain of the Southern Alps. Perhaps you prefer the sea? South Island is not only an island, but many tiny islets can be found off its coastline. Great deep-sea fishing, scuba diving, and snorkeling can be had, though the waters here are cooler than those of North Island. Remember, in the southern hemisphere, as we go north, it gets warmer. As fewer people live on South Island than on North Island, those who crave solitude and pristine beaches will be amazed at their luck here. With almost no heavy industry on South Island, the air, water, and land are all free of pollution. The local seafood is therefore clean, plentiful, and never-ending. Do healthful climates interest you? South Island is the place to be. Its temperate climate sees little snow, except in the highlands and mountainous areas. Like Ireland and England, there are no extremes of temperature either. Summers are warm, not hot, and winters are brisk rather than freezing. The fresh air is sometimes humid from the abundant rainfall of this area. Every season invites the nature lover to get out and be active in the countryside. Of course, South Island is not for everyone. For those who need busy, crowded, noisy, and polluted cities, this southern outpost will surely disappoint. For those who enjoy pressure and stress, South Island will leave them empty-handed. And for those who would rather stay at home, or in an office in front of a computer screen, or in the thumping, smoke-filled dance floors of discos, some of the world's best natural scenery will never entice them away. For the rest of us, though, South Island is the world's best-kept secret. If nature's paradise sounds alluring, make a point of visiting South Island.
好，可在这里啊，在第二段，这个最后头啊， 这边有一个用法叫 given the beauty of these three islands。那么这个 given 在这边，常常我们可以看到这种结构，到底是什么意思呢？
Well, here, given means either in view of or considering. For example, we sometimes say something like, given Peter's age, it's amazing he can still work.
这是考虑了啊。那么想到就是 given 在这个地方，就是从什么什么来看，相当于这个呢 considering, 虽然它是一个分词啊，但实际上呢它是一个介系词，算是一个 preposition in this case、
mm-hmm.
Considering his age, 就从彼得的年龄来看呢，他居然呢还能工作，真是了不起啊。彼得今年120岁了，哇哦！所以 given his young age, 那么从他的年纪呢，小年纪来看 ，he's doing exceptionally well，、
mm-hmm.
他表现非常的棒，所以都可以把 given 视为一个介词，等于 considering 或者是 in view of 的用法。
Right, 那个 view 是 view in view of。
但我们稍早也提到呢，所谓的引诱 seduce somebody, entice somebody, 这些都是不同的引诱。可是另外一个字叫 tempt, 也是引诱。
Yes.
那是什么意思？
Well, this can be used with people or things. For example, ooh, this dessert looks tempting. If a person says this at the end of the meal, we know that the person maybe shouldn't eat so much, but, ooh, that dessert looks so good, it's hard to resist.
那是代表诱人的 tempt, 加了 ing 做形容词用，也可以等于 inviting, wow,、
mm.
对不对？那诱人的，这个是不要翻成邀请的。
Okay, that's it for today's program. Join us tomorrow as we go to Ireland. Bye-bye.
再见。